Okay. The next malacha, the Seder malacha, is based on the Mishnah and Shabbos and Ayin Gimel, is Ma'amer. We're only going to spend today on Ma'amer because it's not as expansive a malacha because it doesn't really come up so often, halacha l'maisa. But the question is, why doesn't it come up so much, halacha l'maisa? So we're going to go through the, I guess, highlights of Ma'amer. Every now and then there's another rule, Ein Ma'amer, all the rules of Ma'amer, Ein Ma'amer in this, Ein Ma'amer in that, because it keeps limiting further and further Ma'amer as to why it doesn't apply so much in L'maisa. At the beginning, in the middle over there in Kal Gadol, and I in Gimel Mebez, is a machlokas between Rava and Abaye. Rava says that a person who's Kanif Melech Mi Milchase, a person takes salt out of what they had with these salt pits. What they would do in order to get salt was they would take salt water, put it in a pit, wait for the water to dissolve, to evaporate, and then they would harvest their salt. So Rava says that if when you collect all the salt, that's Ma'amer. Ma'amer in the Mishkan was whenever they would grow their samamanim, again, they would grow the plants for the dyes or for the karbanos. So then after they would grow the plant, cut it with kotzer, and then Ma'amer was the gathering in of all of the things that they cut. That was the Ma'amer, the gathering. So when you gather in the salt from this salt pit, that would be Ma'amer. Abaye disagrees, and he says, Ein imor ela b'gdu'e karka. There's only imor when it is referenced to gidu'e karka, things that grow from the ground. So how do we paskin? Macholkes Abaye and Rava. So generally, we should paskin like Rava. We only pass on like Abaye b'yal kagam, those special cases. So the Arizarua quotes in the name of the Sefer Yireim. This is quoted by the Shvi Sa Shabbos. Look in the Shvi Sa Shabbos, you'll find it. The Arizarua quotes in the name of the Sefer Yireim that there is imor even by non-gedue karka. He says that a person who gathers in peiros obates him. Obates is not something which is gedue karka. There is still imor. To gather a bunch of eggs together would be imor. So he seems to pass on like Rava. The Shvi Sa Shabbos, as well as others, but the Shvi Sa Shabbos quotes in the name of the Aderes, who disagreed, and he said, no, that can't possibly be the Yireim, and it's true. If you look at the context of the Yireim, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, no, it shouldn't say Beitzim, it should say Eitzim, branches. And that's how most of the Rishonim go. Most of the Rishonim take the stand that Ein Imor Ela B'Gedu'e Karka, like Abaye. That's how the Rambam Paskins in Perek Ches, Halacha Hey, of Hilchos Shabbos, is that Ein Imor Ela B'Gedu'e Karka. There, the Kesef of Mishnah quotes in the name of the Ramah, who asks on the Rambam, how could he pass on like Abaye? Don't we pass on like Rava? Don't we pass on like Rava unless it's one of the Yal Kagam? So the Kesef of Mishnah there changes the Girsa. Everyone's changing Girsas all over the place. So the Kesef of Mishnah changes the Girsa from Rava to Rabba. That solves the problem. The Prima Gadim here is just, this is just an interesting collector's item. The Prima Gadim in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Mem, has an interesting suggestion that perhaps Emor, it's really not Ma'amar, it should be Emor, the subject should be Emor, starting with an ayin. So he says perhaps Yal Kagam is not specific cases, it's halachos that begin with those letters. So he says ayin doesn't have to only be Eid Zomim, it could even be Emor. That's the Prima Gadim says that. It's interesting. Mar Mokum. Anyway,
what is
the ayin was normally Eid Zomim. Machlok Sabai and Rabban Bava Kama about Eid Zomim. Afreyu Nifso, Kama Habmun and so. However, there's another suggestion, perhaps, how the Rambam could pass in like Abaye versus Rava, which is interesting in other contexts as well. The Shvi'is HaShabbos suggests, in the name of, it quotes a Yisod from Rechaim Vital, famous Talmud of the Arizal, and from others, that perhaps salt is Gidu'e Karka. Everyone agrees, Ein Imor B'Gidu'e Karka. That's not what the Machlokas Abaye and Rava was about. Abaye changed the terms. That wasn't what they were arguing about. Everyone agrees to that. What they were arguing about is salt called Gidu'e Karka or not? Rav Chaim Vital said salt, you know, there are four categories of items in the world. There's domeim, things which don't do anything, which is rocks. Tzomeach, things which grow from the ground. Chai, which is, you know, animals. And medaber, which is a human being. Four categories of things. So Rav Chaim Vital said that salt is on the border. between Domeim and Someach. We're not sure, says Chaim Vital. So perhaps that was the Machlokes, you know, Baya and Rava. That's what the Shishas Shabbos goes in that type of direction. With that, though, you can answer a famous kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tosfos Yontif and Maaser Sheni, of all places. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, has an interesting Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says, on the rule that the Mishnah postulates, that you can only buy with Kesef after you have your Maaser Sheni, you harvest your field, and you want to be Mafish Truma, Maaser, now you have to be Mafish Maaser Sheni, so you could be pulled onto a coin and bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend the money in Yerushalayim. What can you spend the money in Yerushalayim on? So you can only spend it on Gidule Karka. You can't buy a car. It's pre mi pre. It has to be a pre that grew from another pre, Vigidule Karka. So the question is, what's called, so the Mishnah there says that you cannot buy water and salt. You cannot buy water or salt. So you want to buy a bottle of water with your Kesem Maaser Sheni, you can't do it. So why not? So the Bar Tanur says, because it's not pre mi pre. So it tells you on the vase, but why is it? It's not Gidule Karka. Go first, you don't have to worry about Primi Pri. It's not even Gidule Karka. So it tells you on the suggest, well, maybe it is Gidule Karka. Maybe salt is, or maybe Gidule Karka by Maaser Sheni. Maybe it is Gidule Karka. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Mishnah is, yes, but you see from here in the Gemara in Shabbos, it's not Gidule Karka. Rava said that a person who gathers the salt in from the salt pits, that's considered Ma'amer, and Abai said, Ein Imer El B'Gidule Karka, don't you see salt is not Gidule Karka? So you could suggest, based on what we just said, that if maybe that's good for the Machlokes between Abai and Rava, maybe on that point we do Paskin like Rava, that salt is Gidule Karka. What we do Paskin is that Ein Imer, all the Rambam says plain, the Rambam just says Ein Imer El B'Gidule Karka, it doesn't say what he's talking about. So it could be he's Paskin like Rava, that everyone holds Ein Imer El B'Gidule Karka. The only Machlokes was, what's the status of salt? Anyways, interesting pilpul, but in Shulchan Aruch it says, and Shim and Shin Mem Siftes, that Ein Imer El B'Gidule Karka, and salt is not Gidule Karka. So however difficult it is, we pass on like Abaye. Shin Mem Siftes. Okay? And then Nishmas Adam, which is a commentary on the bottom of the Chai Adam, has a famous kasha that he asks, why is Imor? And Disho also, the Gemara is a rule, we pass on Ein Disho El B'Gidule Karka. Why are Emor and Disha different than other malachas? Let's say Bishol. A person cooks, you cook anything. You cook a piece of meat. Meat is not Gidule Karka. So why should it be that there's a Bishol? Why don't you say in Bishol or Gidule Karka? All of these were the malachas that were in the Mishkan were done with the same items. We're talking about the processing of one item, either the plants for the dyes or the wheat for the karbanos, for the menachos, whatever. We're talking about the process of the same thing. This is all one hemshech. So why should you stop at the certain points in the process? We say, oh, ain't Imer El B'Gidule Karka, ain't Disha El B'Gidule Karka. Why not Bishol? Why not Borer? Bishol and Borer were also part of this process. So why didn't you say Borer El B'Gidule Karka? That's the kasha Nishmas Adam. So he says that we have to discern what are we going to derive from the Mishkan. We don't derive all the details exactly from the Mishkan. It's only in those kelim that they used. It's only in the place where they did it. The paradigm for the Lam Tazmalav of the Mishkan. But how many of the details do we take away with us? So the Chazanish explains, and then the Nishmas Adam has it a little bit, the Chazanish says it a little bit better, in Simen Nun Zayin, that we learn out the things that are critical in terms of defining the Malacha. So he says, Borer and Bishol, the Derech of Borer and Bishol doesn't have to be limited to Gidule Karka. There in the Mishkan, in that context, it was Gidule Karka, but that's not definitional, I don't know if that's a real word, but that's not definitional to what Bishul is all about. Bishul could exist even if it's not Gidule Karka. However, Ma'amer and Dosh, those are what I think the Chazanish has this term, is called Meleches Hasodeh. Those are Melechos which only make sense in the context of Gidule Karka. That's the definition of the Melecha, is with Gidule Karka. If it's not Gidule Karka, that's not Ma'amer. But that's not threshing. You can't have Dosh if it's not Gidule Karka. So when it's critical to defining the Melecha, then we learn it out. The Rif here says in Shabbos that Ein Imer b'gdu'e karka, because it's not darko b'kach. Ain't derech imor el b'gdu'e karka. So they say what he's saying is that why do we derive the fact that you need g'du'e karka from the Mishkan dafka by imor? Because it's not the derech to do imor unless it's g'du'e karka. The Mishnah's HaShabbos, which is a contemporary sefer, which we mentioned a few times on Klal Gadol, has a proof to this yisod from an interesting, it's a good proof. from the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara's machlok is about Hapotza Chilazon. Person has the Chilazon, which is where they got the dive, the Tcheles from, and he squeezes it. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that that's Dosh. You squeeze the Chilazon, that's Dosh. You threshed out the dye. And the opinion of the Chachamim is that no, Ein Disha Ela B'Gdu'e Karka. And the Chilazon, this snail, is not considered Gdu'e, whatever it is not considered Gdu'e Karka. So, the Rashash there, in the back of the Gemara, asks, but what are you talking about? They weren't Potzei Chilazon in the Mishkan? Of course they were. How else did they get the Tcheles? They had to squeeze the Chilazon to get out the dye. So everyone should agree to it by the definition of the fact that it was in the Mishkan. Of course there was there's Yesh Disha, even though it may be in general Ein Disha B'Gdu'e Karka, but Chilazon should be Chayiv. They had that in the Mishkan. So the later Achronim say, he leaves off at Tzarchi, and the later Achronim say that that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that even if it was in the Mishkan, if that's not the Derech HaMalacha, the Derech HaMalacha of Disha is only by Gidu'e Karka. So there was an anomaly in the Mishkan, they did it by a Chilazon. Okay. But that's not definitional to Malacha. The definition of the Malacha of Dosh is by Gidu'e Karka. So even if you do exactly what they did in the Mishkan, it cuts both ways, what I'm trying to say. Even in the Mishkan, it was, let's say, by Borer. Borer in the Mishkan was only Gedue Karka, but the definition of Borer has nothing to do with Gedue Karka. So you could be Chayiv as Manenu if you do Borer, even if it's not Gedue Karka. But even that could even work Lahokel. Even if the Mishkan, they did something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's part of the definition of Dosh. So then you can do it Bizman Azeh. Because we don't learn that detail out from the Mishkan. We only learn the headings, and the definition of the Malacha is defined separately. Anyway, so that's the basic first rule of Ma'amar, why it's limiting Ma'amar, is that it's only by Gidu'e Karka. The second rule why Ma'amar is so restricted comes from the Rishonim in Beitza. The Mishnah says in Beitza, on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, that mevi'in eitzim min asadeh, let's say on Yontif, you have a fire going and you want to keep the fire going, so you can bring wood in from outside. What if, or from a machunas, if it was set aside from yesterday, otherwise the wood is mutter. Set aside to be burned in the fire, it's mutter. But min akarpef aser, from you have a whole yard. A karpef is not the same as a hilseir, but you have a karpef, but the wood is spread throughout the whole yard. So you can't go and gather in all the wood. Because it's not set aside for burning on Yontif. So Tosfos says, why do I need the reason? Tosfos there in Beit says, what do you mean? It's not set aside for burning. It's not minamuchan. So it's mukta. It says, what are you talking about mukta? It's ma'amer. If you're going to gather in all the wood to bring inside for the fire, it's going to be ma'amer. Why do I need the fact that it's mukta? So Tosfos there develops a principle which is accepted by most of the Rishonim, which is that Ein Imor Ela B'Makom Gidulo. It has to be Dafka in the place where it grew. A rule. It has to be Dafka in the place where it grew. This wood did not grow here in the middle of this carpet, in the middle of this open field. It grew elsewhere, and then you cut the wood and you bring it into the field, and it's spread throughout the field. So you want to come and gather it in to put in your fire. Tosfos says that's not Imor because Ein Imor B'Makom Gidulo. Similarly, the Gemara says in Beis on Lama Gimel and Beis that you can collect Eitzim in Achatzer, and you can't put them into a pile. So the Gemara says, why can't you put it into the pile? Because it's Mechin, it's Hachana for the next day. You put it into a pile. What do you need in a pile on Shabbos? You're putting it into a pile because it should be neat for later. So if it's only neat for later, that's Hachana. So the Ron there is. What do you mean only neat for? It's Hachana. It's Ma'amir. You just put it into a pile. So he says, from here is a riot to the Yesod of Tosus that it's only been Makom Gidua. He does. He mentions about the Rivan. So much so that it's only been Makom Giduo is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Mem Siftes, we mentioned the first limitation on Ma'amer is that it's only been Gidu'e Karka. So that's Midoraisa. Midorabanan, it's even Shalom Gidu'e Karka. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because you might switch. You might not know what's Gidu'e Karka, what's not Gidu'e Karka. We're going to let you do it by Non-Gidu'e Karka, you might end up doing it by Gidu'e Karka. So it's also Midrabanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah on that sif says, Shalob Makom Gidu'o is Mutter even Midrabanan. Why? Because people are not going to confuse Makomos. We all know where things grow. You might confuse items, but you don't confuse Makomos. That's how the Chai Adam there explains. Chai Adam's in Klal Tezvon. explains, we don't confuse makomos, we might confuse items, but we don't confuse makomos. So not only this second limitation is even more more deep, I guess, it cuts further than the Ein Imur al Bidui Karka, that's even permissible midrabanan. It's only Imur b'makom giduo. Why should this be so? Why should it be Ein Imur al b'makom giduo? It's a nice rule, but why should it be so? So it's a sefer, the whole sefer, just in Melachim Ma'amir. So here it is, it's called Ayel Meshulash. It's an interesting sefer. All about the Melacha of Ma'amar. So he asked this question, why should it only be Mamakum Gidu? And he says a very nice teretz. And Simon Gimel, he has Beyurim in the back. So in Simon Gimel, he says an interesting teretz. And he says, because really, Ma'amar is Melacha Grua. It's a weak Melacha. Why is it a weak Melacha? The Rishonim have that rule by Hotzah. He's bringing in an expression that the Rishonim have by Hotzah, that Hotzah Melacha Grua he. Hotzah is Melacha Grua. Why is Hotzah Melacha Grua? So Tosis explains on Shabbos and the Beis Amid Aleph that Hotzah Melacha Grua because it's difficult to understand. We don't really understand it. A person carries from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, he's Chayiv. If you carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, let's say I have a house. My house adjoins to your house, and I carry from my house to your house. That's Mutter. We need an Erev Chatzeros, okay? But that's Mutter. It's not Hotzah. Why? I switched Rishuyos. I went from one Rishus to another Rishus. How come when I go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad, it's Mutter? When I go from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRam, it's Aser. We don't understand it. Or the Ramban says, a person could schlep furniture in his house all day long, from place to place to place to place, it's not Chayiv. Then, or he takes one little, a grogeris, a little, you know, big olive, and he walks from place, to, he walks from one step from Rishus HaRam to Rishus HaYachad, it's Chayiv. We don't understand it, the Rishonim say. So therefore, they're explaining why we needed so many drushes by Hotzah. We need so many sources by Hotzah to learn this out, to learn that out, to learn this out, because it doesn't make any sense. It's an enigma. We don't understand it. So since we don't understand it, or we don't understand the rules, so we need many, many drushes. We can't learn out from one to another because the whole thing is a chiddush. It doesn't make any sense. But once we have all these drushes, it doesn't mean Hotzah is any different than the other Malachas of Shabbos. It just means it's difficult to understand. Once you have all the drushes, it should be the same. It should be reinstated into the list of Lam Tes Melachos with full credentials. It's just as important as the other ones, or powerful as the other ones. However, the Or Zarua, the famous Or Zarua, Chelek Beis Simen Pei Beis, and there's even a more famous Rashbo, says the same thing. Rashbo is in Perek Rebbe Lazar Demigo, Kuf Lam Beis Simen Beis, but he's not famous for that. He's famous because he's quoted by the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Yod Ches, which is the Simen about Bishul B'Shabbos. Quotes this Rashba, that why is Hotzah Melacha Grua he? Not because it's difficult to understand, but because you didn't do anything. All the other Melachas of Shabbos are productive. You created something. You separated something. Now we have a new item, or the item has a new status to it. Hotzah, all you did was bring it from place to place. Okay? You didn't do that much. So that's why Hotzah Melacha Grua he. So therefore, the Rashba says, even though in general we have a rule, let's say a person cooks on Shabbos. That's what he's talking about. A person cooks on Shabbos. So it's an Isser of Maisa Shabbos. Isser of Maisa Shabbos means if I cook on Shabbos, even if it's by accident, you can't be Nana Mi Melacha. You're not allowed to eat the item. I'm not allowed to eat the item for sure. But you're not allowed to eat the item either till after Shabbos. Why not? Because if I'll let you eat the item on Shabbos, you'll be Nana Mi Melacha. You're not supposed to be Nana Mi Melacha. On Shabbos, a person did a malacha, but you're not allowed to be nana mi malacha. That's the Gemara in Shabbos and Baba Kama, a few places. It's a general rule; it doesn't only apply to Bishul. So the Rashba says, "What about Hotzah? Let's say I by accident carried my keys home. Can I use my keys to open the door? Is that called being nana mi malacha?" So the Rashba says, "No. Why? Because Hotzah malacha grua he. I didn't create the keys." That's not called being nana mi melacha. I just brought the keys from place to place. You can't be nana from that. There's nothing there. You didn't create anything. So the whole Isser, Maisa Shabbos, doesn't apply to Hotzah. Whether we accept that halacha l'maisa is a different issue. But that's what the Rashba says. So too over here, says this Ayom Meshulash, that Ma'amer is different. Ma'amer doesn't create anything. All it does is put it in a pile. That's not... It's not that significant. The items are still there. The items are still the same items. All they are is in a different place. So he says, Ma'amir should also be Malacha Gruahi. What makes it into a significant Malacha? is the fact that it's the bridge between the malacha before and the malacha after. The malacha before is kotzer, so I cut down all of my produce that I need. Ma'amer is significant as a hemshech to kotzer. I enhanced my kotzer by putting it into piles, and as a hechsher for dash, a preliminary to dash. In order to thresh it, I need it all in one place. So it's only significant because of its context. Therefore, says the Ayam Meshulash, if I take it out of its context, it's no longer b'makom gidulo. So my amir is nothing. It's a garnished. It's irrelevant. It's malacha. You didn't do anything. Its whole importance, its whole significance comes from where it is. So he says this. Oh, b'makom gidulo is mutter because it's not a hemshach of kotzer. It lost its relationship with the kotzer. It was taken somewhere else. And it's not going to be a hashav. It might still be a hashav for dash, but it's not going to be a hemshach of kotzer. So since it lost its context, it's permissible. So that's why ein ma'amer elo b'makom giduo. That's the yisod of Tosus and the Ran, which we mentioned before. The Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Vav and in Perek Chaf Aleph does not seem to subscribe to this principle that the Balei Tosus were very convinced of. The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says a person makes dates into a big date, you know, into a dvela, you know, makes into, I don't know what they, date pies or whatever they had. Or a person gathers things in, peros together, and he makes them into one item. He never mentions the idea that it has to be mimakum giduo. And the Hagos Maimonius, which is the, you know, Ashkenazi fill-ins on the bottom of the Rambam, in Perichof Aleph, Os Ches, points out, hey, the Rambam left out this idea that you need b'makom giduo. The case of Mishnah quotes from the Ramah, who kind of fills in. He says, oh, and by the way, it's only b'makom giduo. But the Ramah is he means to argue. He doesn't mean to say that that's what the Rambam really meant to say. He means to say, of course, that's true, because he subscribes to the Shita, the Balei Tosus, that it's only b'makom giduo, but the Rambam does not have that rule. If that's the case, what about Tosus Kasha, Tosus Es and Beitza? You're allowed to bring in wood. You're not allowed to bring in wood only because the wood was not set aside from before Yontif. If it would have been set aside before Yontif, it would have been mutter to gather in the wood from this field, which the wood is scattered throughout. But why? It's my Amer. So the Sharatzion in Hilchos Yontif, which is where this is quoted with the wood case from the Mishnah in Beitza, is him in Tov Kuf Aleph. Sharatzion develops a different principle. And he says, he's talking about the Ran, and Tosi says, what about the Ran? The Ran's Raya? What is the Rambam going to do for the Ran's Raya? So he says, the Rambam believes that it's not Ma'amer unless I have the intention that Ma'amer is supposed to have. Kavana is crucial for Ma'amer. It's Ma'akev. You can't be Chai for Ma'amer. Again, we're further limiting Ma'amer. You cannot have Ma'amer unless you have that intention. What is the intention? The intention is that when you gather it into a pile, it should preserve it for dash. It shouldn't blow away, it shouldn't rescatter. If that's not my intention is to gather it all into a pile so I could pick it up easier and bring it into my house. Or I gather it into a pile so it looks nice. I gather up my leaves to bring them out to the corner so that the garbage man will take them. That's not the kavana of Ma'amer. The kavana of Ma'amer is to gather it into a pile so that it will be ready for dash. So that's why the Rambam feels that all of these cases of gathering in the wood for burning are not considered to be ma'amer. Yeah.
Sounds like an extension of the Ayam Meshulash.
Yeah, right.
Significant because of its context.
Correct.
Except he didn't want the Ayam Meshulash go take it to that other step, or he said its own context is a continuation of.
I think you could extend the concept. Yeah. He does say that. We'll get to one second. The Shvisa Shabbos quotes like that from a Marach or Zaruah, that in order to be Chai from Amr, you have to have in mind that intention. If you don't have in mind the intention, he's not talking about the Rambam or whatever, he just says it on his own. In order to be Chai from Amr, you have to have that specific intention. Ramosha has this episode, an interesting tshuva. Ramosha quotes a chumra from one of the Achronim that you're not allowed to make a bouquet of flowers on Shabbos, because it's Ma'amer. I take a tulip from here, or a daisy from here, or whatever, and I make it into a bouquet, that's my amir. So one of the Achronim has that chumra. So Moshe says, what are you talking about? That's not my amir. I'm making it look nice. That's not my amir. So they say, what Moshe means to say is that my amir is only if that's the purpose of the emor, of the collecting into a pile, is so that it should all be in one place ready for dash. But if that's not the purpose is that it should look nice in a bouquet, that is not my amir. So the Ayel Meshulash, which is what Nathan was referring to, in Simon Aleph, Os Ches, of his Beurim in the back, says that that's this Yisod, that even though the Rambam rejects the idea that it has to be in the same field, in the same context, but Malkum Giduo, he does accept the principle. He accepts the principle that Emor has to be this bridge. Its significance comes from the fact that it's the bridge between Dosh, between Kotzer and Dosh. So it has to be for that purpose of preserving this pile for the Malacha of Dosh. And if that's not the purpose of the Emor, then it would be permissible. Another rule which hints at this principle is the Shvisas HaShabbos. Quotes from the Teferes Yisrael. The Teferes Yisrael has a Gdoma to Masechta Shabbos called the Kilkelos HaShabbos. A lot of important things there. So the Kilkelos HaShabbos says if a person sets aside letters, Lutfus, you know, he puts letters in a certain order, that's Emor. You took a letter from the pile, you put it here. You took another letter, you put it here. You took another letter, you put it here. That's Emor. I'm putting them in some sort of arrangement. That should be Emor. So Shvisas HaShabbos quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan. I said, what are you talking about? He says, there's only Emor if it was in its original state. It grew like that. And now I put it into a pile, that's Emor. If it changed at all from its original state, that can't be called Emor. The later Pesukim say that's why, let's say you have pieces of a game are all over the place, and they're wood pieces, I don't know. And so you want to pick up the game. The kid was playing the game, you want to pick up the game. Is that Emor? So they say, no. Why not? Maybe it should be. Why not? So they say, based on this Aruch HaShulchan, which everyone, even though it took till the Aruch HaShulchan to say it out, but that's what everyone obviously accepts that if it's not in its original state, there's no Emor. Why not? So I would say that it's because of the same idea, that Emor is only significant because of its context. And if it's in the same field where it grew, but you change the item, it's obviously not in preparation, Hemshech of Kotzer, you already did what you're going to do. You painted the item, and you cut it up, or whatever you're going to do with it. So you're not going to do dush now. It's not a hemshech of kotzer. It's not a hechsher to dush. So it lost its context, and then that's permissible.
Also
yes. It's not makom giduo, which is mutter even midrabanan. You have a bunch of exclusions would apply to it. Giduo. Right, it doesn't have to be in that place where it grew. It should be a problem. So we said even for the Rambam still might require it has to be that kavana. Your kavana in gathering it into the pile cannot be to clean up a mess. It has to be for the purpose of doing dash or in order to keep the pile together. Because everyone would agree that ma'amer is really insignificant. You're not doing that much. The whole significance of ma'amer comes from its bridge between kotzer and being in dash. No, this is again would be coming right. This is so that we said by Kotze, it's going to come up a few times, not only by the examples we gave, but some Achronim will be tempted to put that in other places. So the Kavana is crucial to defining the Malacha. Another limitation on Ma'amer, which might help the Rambam as well, the Minchas Chinuch in Ma'amer, Os Aleph. Means to help the Rambam. Again, the Rambam doesn't have this rule of ein emor el b'gdulei karka, ein emor el b'makom giduo. What about gathering in the wood? The Mishnah says in Beitza it's permissible to gather in the wood. Why is it permissible to gather in the wood? We're not for the problem of muksa. Why is it permissible to gather in the wood? Should be ma'amer. And you can't say ein emor el b'gdulei karka. The Rambam doesn't have that. So Minchas Chinuch comes up with an interesting rule, but it's very problematic. The Minchas Chinuch says that there's only emor by food, not by wood. We said ain't emor b'gdulei karka. The Minchas Chinuch says there's only emor by food. How does he know? Because the Rambam says in Perches Halacha Hey, I'll read you the lashon. Ma'amer ochlin. If you collect food, im la'achila, and then he goes on. But he makes a heading. Ma'amer ochlin. You gather in food. So Minchas Chinuch says, why does he do that? He stresses the food aspect because there's only emor by food. Chesed. So on the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, you know, the Machon Yerushalayim, they have the footnotes. So it says very nice, but the Franco Rambam points out that there's a different girsa in the Rambam where it doesn't have that. That whole thing is left out. So that's one problem. However, the Minchas Chinuch has a proof from the Gemara. There's a famous Gemara in Tzadik Vavim Mebeis and Parakas Zorek by the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Pasuk says in the Torah that Mekoshesh Eitzim was put to death for violating Shabbos. What did he do? Which Melacha Shabbos did he do? So the Machlok is in the Gemara, what did the Mekoshesh Eitzim do? One said he did Havara, Motzi Mirshus Roshus. One opinion is he cut down the Eitzim, which is Tole, Kotzer. Another opinion is no, the Mekoshesh Eitzim gathered in the wood. He was Ma'amer. So Minchas Chinuch says, why do the other ones disagree with that one? Because they said there's no Ma'amer by wood. There's only Ma'amer by Ophlin. That's the Machlokas in the Gemara by the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Is there only Ma'amer by wood, or is there, I'm sorry, is there only Ma'amer by Ophlin, or is there even Ma'amer by wood? Yeah.
Chassidina should make a difference at what stage the food is in, if it's ready to be eaten, or if it's just like.
No, I think it would. Food is food, yeah. Food item. Well, if it's changed from its original state, let's say you gather in Duncan Hines cookies, so then that's already changed. That would be the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yeah, I'm talking about like carrots or things like that.
Right. You know, I put all these kugels together, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. But if it, I guess, raw food, you know. The Shitas HaShabbos though points out that the Minchas Chinuch Pshat seems to be against the whole source of the Lamed Tes Melachos of Shabbos. The Lamed Tes Melachos were learned out, according to some Rishonim, from the Asiyas HaSamimonim, from the making of the dyes. The dyes did not come from food plants, they came from other types of plants. So the Shitas HaShabbos says that for the Minchas Chinuch we have no source for any of the Lamed Tes Melachos. It goes against everything we're taught. Because then Ma'amer is only by food, but Ma'amer in the Mishkan wasn't by food, it was by Samimanim. Okay. So if you accept the Minchas Chinuch, I guess Ma'amer is really limited, but I don't think we accept the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam, though, comes up with again, let's go back to the Mokam Giduah. First limitation of Ma'amer is only Ma'amer by Giduah Karka. Second limitation of Ma'amer is only Ma'amer by Mokam Giduah. So yes, but the Ram doesn't have that principle. But the Ram might have another principle, that there's only Ma'amer if you have intention to keep it in a pile as a Heksha for Dush. If that's not your intention, not. But let's go back to the source of Ma'amer, from that we started with, in Ayin Gimel Mebeis. A person collects salt from the salt pits. That's Ma'amer. And Abai disagrees, no, there's no Ma'amer, Elo Begdu Ekarka. Don't you see from that Gemara? The Gemara says, "Hakanef melech mimilchase." You took salt out of the salt pits. Why does the Gemara stress the fact that it has to be from the salt pits? Could have been from anywhere. It spilled on my table. Hakanef melech should be for the Rambam should be imor. Why does the Gemara go out of its way to say, "Hakanef melech mimilchase"? You took the salt out of the salt pits. That's imor for the Rambam. So for the Rishonim would say it's only b'makom gidulo. And salt is gidulei karka, so maybe that's makam gidulo, is the salt pit. But for the Rambam, they don't require makam gidulo. Why does the Gemara go out of its way to say from the salt pits? So the Achronim say, which he pays off Frank again in the Shvitas HaShabbos, says that the Rambam interpreted that in a totally different way, which is another limitation. Amamer. He interpreted that to mean that it all has to blend in to be one item. The Rambam, whenever he talks about Ma'amer, it's so interesting. Whenever he talks about Ma'amer, he says you're making it into one item. You take all these dates and you make them into this date glob of dates. They're all one item. Or if your person takes peros and he smushes them into one item. The Rambam only, when he ever talks about Ma'amer, doesn't talk about piles. He talks about making it into one item. You smush it all together. The Minchas Chinuch says it has to be able to be taken the basachas. I can pick up one end and the whole item comes up. Where did he get that idea from? So the Shvitas HaShabbos says that's how he interpreted that Gemara. Hakanav melech mimochase from the salt pits. Why? Because the water makes the salt become like not independent grains of salt. It makes it join into one item. Because the water joins the salt together. A little water makes salt join together. So he says that's where the Rambam got that principle from, and that's how he interpreted it. Hakonav mel mimilchase is that you're only chayv for imor if you make it into one item. If you don't make it into one item, then there's no emor. Excellent. Yeah, it could be. Yes. Excellent. So Chai Adam and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they don't want to go that far within the Rambam. What are you talking about? The Mishkan, how was Emor done in the Mishkan? You made it into a pile. They didn't make it into one item. So they say like this. They say what the Rambam means to say is the following. There's two prohibitions, two branches, or two tracks in Emor. One track is Makom Gidulo and a pile. That's the Mishkan. You cut down your plant, you put it into a pile, that's Emor. But that's only B'makom Gidulo. The Rambam would have to accept Tosa's principle that it's only B'makom Gidulo, and then it's just as long as it's a pile, then you're Chayim. But if it's Shalom B'makom Gidulo, you're only Chayim if you make it into one item. So the dates, which the Rambam talks about, which could be in your house, that's only if you make it into one item. Or the peros. It's not in the field. In the field, if you just gather the apples into a basket, that's emor. But in order to be chayev in your house, that is only if you make it into one item.
The salt in the salt pits, after the water's evaporated, there's a little bit of water left, and that's like the inside of everything.
That makes it into one item, yeah. Yeah, but she pays a Frank quotes like that from Marachos Aruah says that. So watch it. So she pays a Frank says, where are they coming off? Two tracks in Ma'amer. Why should that be so? Why should it be two tracks in Ma'amer? So the Ayom Meshulash and other Achronim say the same thing, is based on what we just said. What's the whole theme of Ma'amer? Ma'amer is only significant. Making it into a pile is nothing. You haven't done anything. You just moved it from place to place, like Kotzah. Its whole significance comes because of its context. The bridge between Kotzer and Dosh. Finishing off of Kotzer and a Hechsher to Dosh. So that has to be B'makom Gidulo, and even the Rambam accepts that. That if you make something into a pile and it's B'makom Gidulo, you could be Chayiv from Ma'amer. When does the Rambam say you're Chayiv even Shalom B'makom Gidulo? And you're Chayiv only if you make it into one item? When are you Chayiv only if you make it into one item? That's if it's Shalom B'makom Gidulo. Because now it's out of its context. So what makes Ma'amer significant? That's like what Michael said. I did something to it. If I change it, I make it all into one item. I didn't just move it from place to place. It's a new item now. So then that type of Ma'amer is not a Malacha Grua. That type of Ma'amer could even be a very significant Malacha. It's a new Chefta, just like every other Malacha. Another limitation of Ma'amer, which stems from this same idea, is an idea that the Tosfos Rid has in Shabbos over there in Ayin Gimel. He says, let's say something was gathered up once, and then it gets, on your way carrying it to the house, it spills. So you gather it up again. So he says, that's not Emor. The second gathering was spilled. Let's say I gathered it up before Shabbos with my apples for dessert. I'm walking into the house to bring in my apples, and it all spills. Can you gather them up again? So he says, yes, that's Mutter. The Goytal calls this Ein Emor Achar Emor. We have that by a few Melachas. Can you have the Melacha again? He says Ein Emor Achar Emor. So he uses this to explain these two ideas within the Rambam. He says the first gathering, why should it be a person cuts down his item, then it's in the field, so he gathers it up. He says, how do you ever get an item? Let's start like this. How do you ever get an item out of its field? Out of its makom giduo? You have to gather it once up and bring it into your house. Now, it's in my house. Now, can there be emor again in my house? So let's say dates. In order to get the dates away from the date tree, you have to gather them up, presumably, and bring them into the house. So why does the Rambam say that emor is only if I merge it all into one item? He interprets that based on this Tosfos Rid. Because obviously there was an original emor. So how am I going to be chayv now for emor again? There must have been an emor when you took it out from under the tree. Now, so how are you going to have emor on dates? That's only if I make it into one item. Because if I wouldn't make it into one item, it would be ein emor achar emor. However, the Egoi Talos Machadish, when do we say Ein Imor Achar Imor, as if it's the same Imor as the first Imor? Let's say, I didn't just, that's if, again, if I have dates in the field, I gather the dates up into a pile, I bring it to the house. Then the dates get spread around the table because everyone's eating them, and after the meal, I gather up the dates again into a pile. So that's Ein Imor Achar Imor. What if I now make it into a whole big date pie and I merge them all together? So everyone would agree there, Yochai, because that's greater than the first Imor. So he references you to a principle in Hilchos Bishul, which is very important, Halacha Lamaisa, that the Gemara says in Shabbos and Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph also, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Person cooks an item. Then you cook it again on Shabbos, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. You have chicken which is cooked. You cook it again on Shabbos, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Hei, quotes from the Sefer Yireim. Let's say I have something which is baked. Baked is also Bishul, part of the Malacha Bishul. I have bread, which is baked. Can I dip that bread into soup? Hot soup on Shabbos? So the Reim says no. Because even though Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, Yesh Bishul Achar Afia. So the Rav Yah, which is the other opinion, these are two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Yah there asks, what are you talking about? Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, Talaka. Once you did Bishul, you can't have any other forms of Bishul. Once I cooked my bread, my croutons, you can put it in the soup. What are you worried about? It's going to get baked? It's going to get cooked? Ein bishul achar bishul. And my bread was already cooked. It was baked. What about for the Urayim? The Urayim says, Zasser. Why does he hold it Zasser? So the Taz there explains. It's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah as well. The Taz in Sifkot and Vav explains. Because why is Ein bishul achar bishul? Because the second bishul adds nothing. But if the second bishul adds a taste, cooked bread tastes different than plain bread. It adds a whole new flavor to it. So that's in such a case where the second bishul adds something. Yesh bishul achar bishul. The only time Ein bishul achar bishul is when I haven't added anything with the second bishul. So too by Ma'amar, says the Egoi Tal. Even though the Tosfos Rid says Ein imor achar imor, the Rambam says if you make it into one deveva, you make the whole date into a date pie, you merge it all together, then you would be chayiv. Why? Presumably there was an emur in the fields. He says, no, but this second emur adds and goes above and beyond the first emur. Yeah.
So according, this would be another way to say that the Rama does accept the principle of the Bali.
Yes, correct.
For some reason he only focuses on the second stage.
Correct.
Instead of the first.
Right. That's what Egoi Tal is driving at. That's Egoi Tal is driving at. He wants to say the Rama merely holds Yeshim that any emur b'gdui karka. I'm sorry, Ein Imor Ela B'makom Giduo. But that's not because Ein Imor Ela B'makom Giduo, that's because you already did an Imor the first time, and you can't be chai for the second Imor. It's not because it's B'makom Giduo, it's because you're only chai for the first Imor. That's what he means to say. So he accepts the principle of the Bali Tosfos V'lav Mitaimam. Their reason is because it has to be there. The Rambam's reason is because it has to be the first Imor. He accepts the principle of Bali Tosfos, but for a different reason. Anyway, so Imor is pretty much, just to sum up, Imor is pretty limited for these reasons. It has to be Gluei Karka. Many Rishonim hold it has to be B'makom Giduo. That's two limitations. You have to have the proper intentions for the Rambam. You have to have the intention of Kotzer, of finishing off of Kotzer and leading to Dosh. It has to be the first Imor, not the second Imor. For the Rambam, you might have to tie it. You might have to be one item. Anyway, it becomes very, very, unless you're a farmer, Imor becomes very limited, halacha lemaisa. However, what is even a shaiwa of Imor is another Gemara in Shabbos, which is only on the level of the Rabbanim, but the Gemara says on Shabbos, on Kuf Mem Gimel Mebeis, Nispazulo Peros Bechatzer. A person has apples spread around this field. The apples didn't grow there. The apples spread around the field. Kids threw them all over the place. So Malaket Yad Al Yad, the Gemara says, Va'ochel. You can pick it up one by one, but you cannot put it into a basket. Malaket Yad Al Yad, but you cannot put it into a basket. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simit Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Hei. Why not? So the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perichof Aleph in his discussion of Imor. So it says, even though it's Imor Midrabanan. So Magi Mishnah says, My Mishnah says, obviously from where the Rambam put it, it's Imor. But he doesn't understand why it should be Imor. You're not doing anything. You're not doing Imur Midrabanan, you're just picking a, it's not. So he doesn't really understand why it should be Imur. So he leaves off at Tzarchin. He says, Chashash Rachog, from there you're going to come to real Imur. He doesn't understand. He says, first of all, it's not B'makom Gidulo. Second of all, that's not your Kavana. Your Kavana is not to do Kotzer afterwards. Your Kavana could be anything. It could even be if a person has Kugels that are all over the back of the yard. You can't pick up the Kugels and put it into a barrel. Why not? It's Eini Maracher Imur. Whatever. There's no Kavana. It's Shelo B'makom Gidulo. The Magen Mishnah thinks it's Chashash Rachog. So the later Achronim explain that the Gemara seems to say that this principle is based on Uvda Dechol. I later discovered Rabbi Ribiat calls a loose concept. Uvda Dechol is very hard to define. So we mentioned before one definition in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that the Tiferes Yisrael has a very, he starts off this loose discussion in his Kalkelos HaShabbos. The Hakdamah is Perisha Mishnayos on Shabbos. So the Tiferes Yisrael says there's three main parts to Uvda Dechol. Could have one of three flavors. Could either be it's similar to Malacha. That's one. Dom el Malacha. Looks like a Malacha. Number two is it could be Uvda Dechol could mean it could come to be a Malacha. Could also sometimes be called Uvda Dechol. Number three, he says, is because of Tirchi Yaseira. Tirchi Yaseira is Uvda Dechol. So he says, the Rambam understood, he says, but because he starts off with this discussion. What's Uvda Dechol? Uvda Dechol cannot be everything I do during the week. He quotes from the Rambam. What did he say? Walking is Asar on Shabbos? He quotes him in Igeres HaRambam. What did he say? Walking is Asar on Shabbos? Uvda Dechol. So he says, you have to limit it more. So he says, eat one of these three. Either Domel Malacha, it could be bring to Lidei Malacha, or it's Tircha Yisera. So he says the Rambam feels that this ma'amet, this type of nesprazulo peros basada, picking up the kugels from around the backyard, that's a problem of because it's dome le ma'amer. It looks like ma'amer. A hint of ma'amer. Okay. However, other Rishonim understand that it's a different category of Uvda Dechol. The Rashba and the Ran, they're quoting the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah. But let's say my kugels are all in one place. They're all in a pile already. Can I now pick them up and put them in a bucket? They're all right here on the table. Can I pick this kugel, that kugel, this kugel, this kugel, put them all in a bucket? So Ben Yonah says, yes, that you can do. Why? So the Chayyadim explains that that's because he understood this is Uvda Dechol, not of the brand of the Rambam, of Doma Lema Amer. Then under all circumstances, it should be also to put in this barrel. It's also because of the other strain of Uvda Dechol, of Tirchi Yisera. So if it's all right here, I schlep around my whole stud in my whole backyard picking up kugels, ridiculous. So he says, but if they're all right here, it's easy, that's permissible. And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rabbeinu Yonah. It should come out then a chumrah though. What would you say if I have kugels all over my basement? A big basement, let's say. I have kugels all over your basement. Can you go around picking them up? The kids throw raisins all over the basement. So you go, can you go picking up all the raisins? So, it should depend. Or the Rambam, it's Dom Elam Ma'amer. You don't have Ma'amer in a basement. Right? But for the other Rishonim, that it's because of Tircha Yisera. It could even be in a basement. Why not? This is a tshuva of the Oz Nidbaru. The Oz Nidbaru is what they call Binyamin Atzadik. Binyamin Atzadik, I think. Right? Yeah. The Chazanish used to call them Atzadik. That's why everyone calls them Binyamin Atzadik. So his svarim and hilchos Shabbos called binyan olam, and his tshuva is called az nidbaru. So he's a tshuva there about picking up fruit all over your house. So he says that's us, sir. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it should be us to pick up raisins all over your basement. However, the ayel meshulash saves the day a little bit. He says, what about you have toys? And it should be us to clean up your basement. Kids, I'd say play all over the floor, and there are toys all over the floor. Tirchi yaseira to pick up all the toys. Why isn't that ma'amet? Why isn't that this? Oh. So he says even though the nature of this type of Uvda Dechol is Tirchi Yisera, still has to have some relationship with Ma'amer. Can't cut all ties with Ma'amer. Still has to only be Gidu'ei Karka. Even though you could have said any Tirchi Yisera should be Uvda Dechol. He says it has to have some relationship at least with Ma'amar. He says otherwise it should be also to collect chumashim and shul. It should be also to pick up put all the sidurim back on the shelf. It should be this tirchi yisayir. But he says that's not obviously not included. Yeah. Of tircha. Yeah, but that's not cleaning up. You have to clean up after lunch. I mean, some people would call that a tircha yisayir, but still, you don't have to do it on Shabbos. You have to put away the sidurim on shul. Otherwise. And then we are dying raglaim.
But
the Rambam is
saying that it's
similar to Ma'amer, then it should only apply outside, not in the house.
Right, but even outside, like if it came up in Yidua and things like that.
That was still Dharma le Ma'amer.
So Ma'amer itself wouldn't be also the son of Dharma le
Ma'amer. We're willing to let go on certain characteristics, but if it's in a house, how can you call that Dharma le Ma'amer?
So cases of Ma'amer that wouldn't be also could still be also
Midrabanan.
Right.
Midrabanan. Yeah. Anyway, so that's why my Amr is so limited. You have a lot of limitations on my Amr. Next time, Mirz Hashem, after Rosh Hashanah, wish you all Ksiv Ksima Teva. We're going to start Dosh. That's his heavy duty. So. Shkayach. Yeah.